Tom Fitton-Jones just now.
Afternoon.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad. First half was unbelievable. A few decisions have gone against us. It would have been interesting to see if some of the offsides were off or were on. It's one of them, but yeah, nigh on perfect performance.
It was a flawless performance. Yeah. There was obviously two goals at the end there, yeah. But you'd made some changes, hadn't you? And Anik had come a long way, and fair play to them. They
yeah,
could have 100%. Really...
Yeah, could have switched off.
Exactly. So let's talk about some of the performances. We're going to be joined by Kirsty Chambers in a second.
Yep.
It would be easy to give her a play of the match, but she wasn't she? In all fairness, that was outstanding, that first 45
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Especially.
I mean, she scored an hat-trick in 8 minutes, I think it was, if we look at the timings of the goals, and obviously got the fourth just before half-time as well. So the thing with Kirsty's performance, that was unbelievable. I mean, she's got 5 goals, but... a relentlessness throughout the performance, on and off the ball. She didn't stop hunting, she didn't stop recovering in. I don't think she lost a 1v1 at probably any point in the game, and obviously the quality she produced in the final third, it's outstanding.
Speaking of outstanding, I've already called it. Across the club on FC Radio, we cover the men's team and the women's team, and we do the FA Youth Cup. That's goal of the season right there across the board. It's got to be on it.
Naughty on it.
Dodd last week scored that screamer, but that build-up play was just out of this world.
Yeah, like I say, in possession, we was unbelievable from the first minute, which is something I've been crying out for. And, you know, I've come on here after games and said how we've wasted 15, 20 minutes of games, and we were on it from the absolute off today. And I think we've sort of had a breakthrough with the mindset, with the players, on how we approach games, how we start games. And as you have rightly said, we can't be giving teams head starts. And like I say, it were a tough 30 minutes. We dominated the ball, a few decisions that were potentially dubious, a few times we had the ball in the back of the net that didn't count. But that relentlessness was there. And in 12, 15 minutes, we've gone from 0-0 to 4-0, and... We can look at the second half in a very different way.
Can I talk to you about Smith and Hunt?
Yeah.
Right? It is makeshift. Yeah. I get all that. And if both players are listening, I understand, you know, you've been brought up and want to play somewhere else on the pitch. But those two together were... nothing was getting through them.
Nah, they're looking like Rolls Royces,
they are,
aren't they?
Yeah, the thing, I hate to say it to him, but they are looking the part,
yeah,
aren't they?
Big time, definitely. With Abby Hunt, obviously, her working commitments we have to juggle. I don't know if you saw, she was warming up at 1:45. And she isn't always going to be available, which is a shame. But for someone of her quality and calibre, as a footballer and as a person, we need that around the squad, and we'll embrace it as much as she's available. Liv Smith's doing a massive job for us. Like I said last week after the game, since I've met Liv, her attributes tee up what I would look in a centre-half, and that's a second-half performance last week in 90 minutes today, that, I mean, to use your word, Ben, pretty much flawless. And like I say, we're asking a lot of Liv, and she keeps telling me she's 29 and she shouldn't be changing position. I said, if you play at the centre-back, you're going to have a longer career anyway.
Well, Roy Keane would have made it, wouldn't he, if he'd switched back.
Could have played for years.
Anyway, final point as well. I'd just like to mention the trio in midfield.
They're looking good, aren't they?
They are looking good. I mean, we talked about that fantastic goal, the build-up play. But those three, they controlled it, didn't they?
Yeah.
They really did.
And they all offer something different. With potentially us conceding goals, might have been because I had to change Eve up and just change the structure a bit. But Eve's been struggling with her shins. The pitch is solid out there. It's a hot day, and the change was required. But the way them three are working off each other, in and out of possession, the understanding's 100% getting there. And I'd like to see a three in the league that are as strong as them.
Well, we're still waiting for scores to come in. We think we're up to fifth, based on how things are going. The unfortunate thing is, we were on zero goal difference for ages, and then they kept coming back, didn't they? but we leave the league for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
You must be delighted with how we picked it back up again after
Newcastle. 100%. The killer for us was how we performed at Newcastle. The disheartenment of the result at Chesterley Street wasn't nice, because it didn't match the performance whatsoever. And like I say, we were trying to piece a jigsaw at the back together with all different types of pieces, and it just unfortunately didn't fit. But the performances from Chesterley Street onwards have been absolutely outstanding. We have wasted phases of games, but we're demanding a lot of them. And like we've spoke about in the past, it's adapting to this league, these opponents, the scenarios that we're facing in game, the amount of changes we've needed to make early on in them first fixtures. I couldn't be any more proud of them. For me, how we reacted last week, second half against Barnsley, that was a pivotal moment for us, because we was 2-0 down. There were two very poor goals to concede. The performance was nowhere near, and the reaction second half is the learning that we've spoke about. And it's very easy for people to come on when you've lost the game and say, we need to learn from it. We're seeing it. We're seeing them, the learnings that are in place from the performances before. And the staff, and I know the players feel the same sentiment. We're so proud of where we're moving it forward, and it's being seen in the league now. Like you say, we've slipped up and we've had a tough start, but the wheels are on the bus and we're going forward, aren't we?
Absolutely. Just a final question before we get Kirsty on. FA Cup next.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Fylde finally?
Well, I don't know how they've done today, but they've had a unbelievable start to the season. We know quite a lot about them. It's going to be a very tough game away at their place, but we approach the game as we would any other. We're going to win the game. The beauty of this, and I don't know if everyone's aware about this cup fixture, this is a deciding round, so we either go into a cup or a plate. So again, it's a bit of a no-lose situation for us. Like, we want to go and win. The worst case scenario is we lose and we go into the plate, and that becomes our new focus. But without a shadow of a doubt, we'll go with all the intention to be beating Fylde, and again showcasing where we're at as a club and as a team, and they're a division above us and the flying, if we're honest about it. But anything can happen in cup football. That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure they watched this game with great interest today, Tom. Yeah, big thank that. You for joining us. Congratulations
thank you very much,
on
Ben.
The victory. But it's now time to get the player of the match in. We did deliberate over this, Kirsta, for about, 2 seconds? And we went, right, we'll give it to Kirsta. Yeah, we might as well. Walk us through that, because that was a pretty... One of your best performances,
I feel like I was feeling like I was 18 again. I mean, don't think I've scored that many since, God, back in the day, however old I was, 19, 18, but when I first joined. No, it felt good, but it was tough. I mean, obviously the scoreline speaks for itself, but I mean, it was still a tough game. Still got to give it to them. It still made us work hard all the way up until the end, and it proven conceding the two goals towards the end there. But we just need to know that no matter what the scoreline is, we don't switch off until that final whistle goes. But obviously, as you can see yourself, it was such a good performance from the girls, and I think now we've got a few wins under our belt. We can only get better from here. I think we've found our feet now in this league, and we're just settling in, so it's nice. It's good just to get the wins.
Nicola was filming this today. I think you've got two early contenders for goal of the season. The free kick was pretty special, but the build-up play for
the team goal.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, the individual goals are nice, but it's the team goals that makes you actually feel even better when you score them team goals, because you know it's not just an individual effort, it's a team effort, and it's like you see it was played all the way from the back and then probably pretty much touched pretty much every player on the pitch before it goes in the net. And it's nice because when goals like that go in, I mean, you celebrate every goal as a team, but when you actually score like a team goal, like you say, it's just the team play was just unreal for that goal, and just fortunate that I was on the end of it.
But I was saying during this game, we've been commentating on the women's team now for how many?
Many years.
And obviously you've been part of that commentary all the way through. You're getting better and better, and this is a higher level as well. I mean, what do you make of the change from those early days Greater Manchester League to what we're playing now?
Not necessarily just the football, but just everything. Obviously, going from the playing fields over there just into the facilities we've got now, I think that plays a big part in our success as well, because we turn up to teams and there's no one in this league that has got the facility that we've got. And obviously, we've had it for a couple of years and we're very fortunate for that. So I think that plays a big part in it. All the girls know and they're motivated by what we're turning up to. Like, away when the teams come, the first thing they do is they come out on the video in the stadium and we're like, yeah, this is our pitch. Like, this is what we've got. I mean, in terms of football, it is a big step up. Obviously, the Newcastle game kind of taught us that, and that was a big wake up call and a big learning curve. I mean, that was just a bad day at the office, shall we say. So hopefully next time we play them round, it'll be a little bit different. But I think we got that one out of the way, the first game of the season, and it kind of opened our eyes to how tough, not just football-wise, but fitness-wise, physicality-wise. Like, obviously, we've been so used, and it's mindset as well, we've been so used to winning. It's quite tough to take a defeat, especially that defeat against Newcastle. It's getting the players like, do you know what, we're not actually going to win week in, week out. It's how you react to them losses, and I think it's just making us better as players. And obviously, we still want to compete. We're here to compete. We're not here to finish like mid-table. We're here to go for it. I mean, we're more than capable of doing it. We've got the players to do it, so...
Well, this is it. I mean, you speak about those old performances when we were lower down. We've just beat a step four side, 6-2. And really, without the substitutions,
it could have been more.
The couple of offsides, it could have been a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, do you sometimes have to pinch yourself and go, you know, we've gone from playing... trying to think of us that Hayside Angels we used to play,
yeah,
them, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
To play Newcastle United.
Yeah, I think Hayside Angel was like my last double hat trick, I think.
Well, oh wow.
I think so. Don't hold me to it. I think it was. I'm not sure. I think it was.
Let's say it was, and I'm just really good at memory. But you know, sometimes you have to pinch yourself that, you know, we've made such huge strides as a club, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, obviously being like me and Chelsea have been here from the start, obviously we can see it, and the new players coming in, they believe it when we tell them how far we've come, like they believe it and they want to be part of it. And as you can see, they've all embedded, and that performance today is without, we literally had two subs, like, and we've got like a squad of like 18, like injuries, obviously people playing out of position, but they're absolutely smashing it. We've just got a team that's full of versatility, and they'll literally play wherever you put them, because it's just all about the heart, the desire. And we always say, if you work harder than the opposition, you're going to get the result. It doesn't matter where you're playing, how many players you've got, as long as you've got 11 players on that pitch that want it more, they're going to win the game.
Do you reckon you could play centre back?
I mean, I'd give it a good go, but I wouldn't do a good a job as a living habit, put it that way.
No,
I wouldn't like that pressure. Put me out on the left back, I'll be all right. But centre back, I wouldn't like to take that one up. Glad I've not had that conversation with Tom.
Just a final question, because obviously it's a tough test this weekend coming up against Fylde. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? It's not beyond us.
We're not oblivious to the fact that Fylde are a really good side, and we've obviously been following their results, and they're going to give us a really good test. But again, we're the underdog, so we just got to come out there and just obviously play. We'll just play like we've been playing, and like you say, we're obviously on a high from today, so we can just only take that into next week, and hopefully we'll get the result. But like I say, we're not oblivious to the fact that how good Fylde are, but we're up for the test. We're up for any test that's put in front of us.